Don't blink because you'll miss it. It's episode 74 of Grow Great Daily Brief. This is Tuesday, September the 4th, 2018. It is the day after Labor Day. Here in the States, you had a day off, probably, so hope it was enjoyable. Fasting for improved fitness, the benefits of physical fasting, widely researched, widely documented, the benefits of social media fasting, okay, maybe not so widely researched, maybe not as well documented, but I do think that they are both valuable, which is why I am going to be doing both, and it's why I do it every now and again. Physical fitness and health for your benefit and for your business's benefit, you just really need to give it some consideration. Now, maybe you're a fitness freak. Great. Keep it up. Maybe you're not a fitness freak, but you're careful. You watch what you eat and you try to get some exercise. That's great. Do better. Maybe you're like so many other people. You are just not physically active at all. You are stressed to the max. Food is a comfort for you, consciously or subconsciously, which is why so many business owners pack on pound after pound after pound, year after year. Hectic, busy schedules. I get it. They cause us to put important things on the back burner. And sometimes we forget that they're even back there. We neglect our fitness. We neglect our health. And we fool ourselves into thinking, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Right? I'm okay. And besides, there's just no time. I mean, there's no time to take a walk. I don't have time to take a walk. I don't have time to go to the gym. No time to add any movement into our schedule except that running that we do from meeting to meeting, and that doesn't count as physical fitness. And the next thing you know, we've gained 20 pounds. The next thing you know, it's harder to walk up a flight of stairs. The next thing you know, it's just harder to stop the gain of weight and the loss of fitness. Until something drastic happens, like a heart attack, diagnosis of high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. I mean, there are lots of health challenges that can finally catch up with us. And too often, that's what it takes, some drastic event to change our behavior. All of a sudden, we've changed our mind, which changes our behavior. Do not wait for a trip to the ER. Do not wait for a regular checkup to discover a lurking problem that demands some change in your behavior. Be proactive. It's what you want to do in your business. You want to get ahead of it. You don't want to wait until it's a problem. You don't want to wait until a fire is raging out of control before you decide you're going to start to try to extinguish it. Well, then why do that with your health? So commit. Commit to doing your part to get more fit, to stay fit. Don't be negligent. These little things, they add up. Carve out 30 minutes to an hour a day. Do it every other day. Hey, do it at least 3 times a week, but do it with regularity. Fasting, social media, digitally. Now, we can't do it with our business. I mean, we're digitally connected, but sometimes, whether it's a vacation, whether it's time away, I mean, we've just come off of, here in the States, a 3-day Labor Day weekend for many people, and maybe you disconnected, maybe you didn't disconnect. Find times to do that. Find times to just kind of shut out the noise and have some time with yourself. Read. Enjoy the quiet. I know it can drive us crazy, but too much stimulus can also drive us crazy. So starting today, I am going to be going on a social media fast. I do this a couple of times a year, and I don't have a stated time that I do it. I just, when I feel the need to peel away and to kind of hit the pause button, I do it. And I do it for as long as I need to do it. I have never gone into it saying, okay, I'm going to do it from this date to that date. I also physically will fast. There's big benefits to it. There's all kinds of physical benefits. I mostly don't do it for that. I mostly do it for mental health. I do it for spiritual health. I do it to just get my mind more clear, and it does do that. And if you've not tried it, I would encourage you to do it. Now, you don't have to do it for days on end. You can do it for a day. You could do it for 3/4 of a day. I typically find it best for me, and this is just the way I roll, by a couple of days, it makes an impact. And then some days I find myself going into day 3. And then occasionally, but not all that often, I may go into day 4. But there's something between day 2 and day 3 for me again, I think everybody may be different. Between days two and three, there's just something different that happens. And I don't know how to describe it. There's just a clarity. Clarity is the easiest word that I can use. So I'm going to be dark for the next little while. I'm not going to make any apologies for it. I'm going to encourage you that you should do it too. You may not want to do it now. I think you need to do it in your own rhythm. You need to do it when you feel the need to do it. And right now, I feel the need. I have been feeling the need for a couple of weeks, and I intentionally had some things happening over the weekend that I had to kind of be on point for. And so now that those things are behind me, the timing's right for me. May not be right for you, so to each his own. So I've not gone away forever. I'm coming back. No apologies. I hope that beginning of September that you knock it out of the park. I hope that you reach all those goals that you've got set for this month. This is going to be a big month for a lot of folks. September is a pretty good month for a lot of businesses. And so keep pushing, because we are just around the corner from fourth quarter, which is crazy to think about. If you are a small business owner and you think that you could benefit from being tethered, being connected to seven total, counting you, so that would be six other business owners, and counting me, so I had it right, seven. If you think that you would be benefited by being in a small group of like-minded business owners who could help you, not to tell you what you ought to do, nobody wants that, but sharing experiences, having safe, confidential conversations about our businesses and our problems, whether they're our business, whether they're in our personal lives, whatever they may be, but just people that can get us because, well, they're living lives that are pretty similar as far as entrepreneurship goes, then I would invite you to visit the website, thepeeradvantage.com. I'm currently having conversations and am looking to enroll seven small business owners from around the United States to form the first Peer Advantage by Bula Network, a group of seven entrepreneurs and myself who will meet virtually online by way of a video conferencing platform a couple of times a month, and we'll get to know one another and we will help one another. All the details can be found at thepeeradvantage.com. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com, and I will see you once I break the fast.